Hey, hey, podcast fans, how's it going? This is Combined Fun Tribe Program Manager Philip Kerrigan here on the last week to give and the last week for the Daily Drips. As promised, we're hitting you with best ofs the whole week. When we first started this week, we went the best of the cold opens. We did the best podcast of the year with the United Negro College Fund. Now we're going to hit you with the best questions of the pod. If you've listened to our podcast before, you know that Heather always hits me with a question of the podcast right before we lead into the guest. Some answers are good, and some answers, well, they take a turn. So take a listen. Here are the best questions of the pod. So before we dive in, hit me with the question of the pod.
So it is a random question.
Yes, as are most questions with your questions.
True. But I thought, you know, like, you see, like, movies, the shady people in the movies,
yes.
They're always, like, weirdos in the corner. Mm-hmm. They're not clean. They might have...
They're not clean?
I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, like, human trafficking people are not nice people.
They're not nice people.
So,
yeah.
I thought, you know what is shady?
And apparently they have a... Yeah.
So I thought something could be shady about, yes, like mustaches.
Okay. Mustache equals shady for you.
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. I don't know anybody who really legitimately has a mustache and is like, I have this mustache because, and
sure,
then it's a reason.
Sure.
Like, it's just like, I don't know. You, yeah, have a mustache,
okay,
to try it out, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, and then see if it works for you. And then you find out, oh,
right,
no, it doesn't.
So the way your math works,
yeah,
is that...
Mustache
good people. So what you're saying? Yeah. So what you're saying is good people can have a mustache.
They can.
Right.
Yes.
But all bad people have a mustache.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Magnum PI was a good guy, though.
Oh, that's true.
But
this is what we're saying. What we're saying
fictional.
Is good people can have mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They,
yes,
can or cannot.
Yeah.
But all people must have a mustache.
For if they're terrible, yeah. Hitler had a mustache.
Okay, so your terrible question. So your question in the pod is what?
Philip Kerrigan, have you ever had a mustache?
I have had a mustache.
Have you had it singularly, like not just by itself?
No. I have always ventured. I've always had, like, no. So when I was in high school, I rocked the goatee.
I want to see these pictures.
Yeah. I'll show everybody. I'll show everybody my senior class photo.
Nice.
I also rocked the connected soul patch to just the bottom.
Was your soul patch just like a strip, or was it pointy? Or
it was a strip.
Okay, so it wasn't pointy like an evil Van Dyke beard.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like those old school like Three Musketeers type.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah.
Right. It was
like '90s R&B.
It was '90s R&B. That's
okay.
The best way to put it. It was,
yeah,
Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad. Nice.
That's exactly what it was. So that was my high school. That was my high school a soul patch experience.
Okay.
Met my wife. She hated facial hair, so I cut it off. I have never rocked the mustache solely by itself.
Yeah.
So my dad has it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he could get away with not looking like it. He would look like my mom. I'm like his mother if like he didn't have it.
Yeah.
But I could never rock it. And I've always kind of thought, well, for Movember, I should give it a shot. And then I get there, like, I shave this and this,
sure,
and we're just rocking the mustache.
Yeah.
And I look in the mirror, I'm like, God, no. God,
yeah,
get that away.
Well, I don't understand something, too. Like, my brother has a beard, and he will get,
yeah,
food in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'll just be like, hey, buddy.
I know.
Got a little something to the south there. But, like, with a mustache, I can imagine there being so many things trapped inside,
sure,
that mustache.
Sure. I can tell you. I got to tell
out of your nose,
you
know, or going into your mouth.
I know. I got to tell you, the one thing I will say is I think the beard is unfortunate. I think the beard as a trend is,
yeah,
unfortunate. I'm not. I don't
you
like
don't
it.
Follow.
I don't like it. And I'm sorry to anybody who has one. This is not against you personally. You might be a good person. Right.
As opposed to if you had a mustache by yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's different.
Terrible.
Obviously, through Heather's math, that's an issue.
1 + 1 equals bad mustache.
Yeah. I just don't like it. Like,
yeah.
I you know, it's just one of those hipster trends that's big now. Is to get a mustache and see how long you can grow it.
Oh, get a mustache and do the twirly kind of Raleigh fingers thing.
Yeah, and then you rock your skinny jeans. And
type
you're,
on a typewriter.
Yeah, I'm not into it, man.
Yeah.
You open like a gin and tonic restaurant.
a deconstructed gin and tonic.
A deconstructed gin and tonic.
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, you know which hipster bars
you
I'm talking about.
You have to add the gin to the tonic yourself.
Right. I'm just not a fan. Mm. They also make their own microbrew there.
Oh, yeah.
You know. It's a super strong IPA. It's got some extra hops with some citrus notes.
Oh, that's funny. Like, I'm not a hipster. You're not a hipster. Yeah. But I don't know how many hipsters you have in your life.
I have a few.
Yeah, but like, you know, life. I feel like we're experts on this subject.
I do, because they're all around you. Like, you can't fight them anymore. They're at the gates. These people.
And they're pounding on the door.
Well, they don't pound.
We were here before it was cool.
The door is, you know.
Yeah.
The door could have feelings.
It could.
But so they don't pound.
They were definitely there yes. before it was cool.
So to answer your question in a long-winded form,
yeah.
I have had facial hair. Sure. I hope that I'm a good guy, but I've never rocked a soul mustache. So I have that going
okay.
for me.
Okay, yeah. I would think that adds to the good guy cred.
I think so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Also probably
just doing good things. Probably
yeah, I think that's probably a better barometer than a mustache.
Yeah.
For how good of a person you are.
But before we dive into our interviews, we of course have the question of the podcast. So, Ms. Lucas, hit us with the question of the podcast.
So, when I was a kid, I had a couple different things that I decided I was going to be.
Okay.
I was going to be a teacher, then I was going to be a lawyer, then I was going to be a doctor, then I was going to be a teacher, then I was going to be a doctor, then I was going to be a lawyer, and then I decided I didn't want to do anything.
Yes.
So, I was going to be a bum. Okay. I was going to not do anything
okay. at all. Okay. Yeah.
And then at some point, career kind of, that.
Uh-huh.
Career kind of stuff started to happen where it's like, you know, you're in high school, you have to figure out what you're going to do uh-huh. with your life and what you're going to go to college for uh-huh. and all this stuff. Uh-huh. So then I thought, I'm going to go and I'm going to do something that makes money. Because uh-huh. clearly, money is right. important.
What age was this when you were like, realistically, I should make some money at my
15,
job.
I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to do something with computers because computer people make money.
Yeah. There you go.
So when you were a kid,
yeah,
did you base what you wanted to be on that grown-up idea of I need to be able to make something, do something that makes money?
No. When I first was growing up, no. Because when I was growing up, I wanted to be a velociraptor. So clearly, they're not making money.
Oh, that's incredible.
So they're not making money.
They're not.
I mean, they learned to open doors in 1996.
Yeah, that's a real important right? skill if you want to go anywhere in the
you
world.
You
want to
be a velociraptor, you got to know how to open a door.
Because, let's face it,
yeah.
your food can open doors.
Yes.
For the most part, so you got to be able to chase it.
Yeah. no. So, So I think.
Oh yeah, you should put that on business cards. Philip Kerrigan formerly wanted to be a velociraptor.
Wanted to be a velociraptor. That business ended at like like 7 or 8.
Oh okay.
Right? I stopped wanting to be a velociraptor.
I thought you would say 15 or 16.
Right. Like, yeah. Well, I realized my dream of being a velociraptor was not possible at 19 years old.
This is kind of like that movie Step Brothers. You know, the dad wanted to be what, a dinosaur,
T-Rex or whatever.
Right?
Yeah. I totally empathize with his position.
I love it.
But I do notice the way, like, I noticed, like every kid did, how like, your dream job mm-hmm. starts off totally unrealistic, hence the raptor.
Yeah.
And then it
yeah.
gets progressively more realistic as you get older. Like,
sure.
I really should do this instead.
Instead of being a raptor, an extinct
dinosaur.
I think
probably I was the same as you. Like, yeah. Probably the same as you. It was probably, like, 15 or 16 where uh-huh. I was like, oh, man, so I have to live.
Yeah.
And do something that, you know...
Will support you.
Will support me. So it morphed from your standard sort of stuff, your police officer, your rock star.
Oh, okay,
You know, you're like the ones that, as you're a kid, you think of.
Yeah.
To then, well, I should really get into something that, like, pays money that I'm good at.
Yeah.
And I think that's when it ended up. Like, 16 or 17, I was like, yeah, you know what, Then, of course, for me, I was always like, well, I want to do something that makes a difference. It's good.
Uh-huh.
And so then, you know, now we've landed here. But I can't imagine when I was younger, I was like, I'd like to be the program manager of the state workplace giving program.
Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's very specific as a kid, too.
Yes, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
very...
a pretty niche
yeah.
thing, right?
Just a little bit.
I just imagine a kid being like, I want to be an accountant. Nobody wants
Chartered
to be
Chartered accountant. That's what I've always wanted.
Yes.
I think that... Of all the questions,
yes.
that seemed appropriate for this. If you could be a bug,
okay.
any kind of bug. Ladybugs, by the way, are beetles.
Oh. Okay.
Fun fact.
Okay.
What kind of bug would you like to be?
Well, all right. So I'm going to tell you right off the bat what bugs I'm not going to be.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So definitely not a mosquito. They last like 24 hours.
Sure.
Right? And everybody hates them.
Yeah.
Right?
And like bug and insect, I would say these are interchangeable terms.
Okay. Okay. Like definitely not the dung beetle or something like that, right?
Just because of the name?
Just because people will make fun of you. Let's see. I probably, insect-wise, I like a bumblebee.
Oh, yeah.
I like a solid bumblebee. Just kind of like...
Like the fuzzy ones?
Yes, the fuzzy one. Because you're just like...
Here I'm collecting pollen.
I'm just collecting pollen.
Yeah.
And like kids are not scared of you, so they let you hang out. They don't go after you. People don't want to kill you every single minute. You're just a big, fat, happy bumblebee.
They are pretty happy, right?
I'm just going bumblebee.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's a good answer.
Okay, you.
So, I mean, bumblebee is solid. I like that.
Right?
Yeah. But
nobody ever wants to kill a harmless bumblebee, right?
No, they're like wasps, get rid of you.
Yeah.
Bumblebee now.
Right.
So if I would go with something else,
yeah.
I think a praying mantis would be sweet.
So you're just looking to kill things.
Yeah.
Also, do you know that praying mantises, like the females rip the head off their male mates?
Yay.
Your face right there was like, oh yeah, I want to
I
want to do some head ripping.
Get into my metal mode.
Excuse me, you want what for me? Approve my leave, Philip. Ah!
Is this more about that PDP thing?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be scared of evaluations from here on out. The bumblebee evaluating the praying mantis doesn't seem like a fair fight. Oh, that's a good one, though. They look weird to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I mean, are they not they the do. Weirdest
have, like,
looking
a weird head
creatures?
And then kind
they
of...
look alien.
You ever see Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
I think so, yeah.
So Space Ghost had, you know, DJ kind of spinning over there. He was a praying mantis.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they definitely look like aliens.
Yeah, they look do.
They're like the weirdest looking, one of the weirdest looking insects.
I dig it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I like the weirdos, though.
Yeah. You do like the weirdos. I wonder why.
Pot, kettle, black.
That's right. Before we dive into that one, though. This is going to be my favorite.
This is going to be your favorite question.
Oh, period. It's my favorite one. So why don't you hit me with the question of the podcast?
Well, Philip Kerrigan, since you are a big fan of food.
Yes, obviously.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Okay, so
you can say more than one. I know you have a litany.
I have more than one. Yeah. I have more than one.
Yeah.
I mean, are we talking? So
you can say this one I prefer over.
Okay. So move turkey out of the way, because to me, actually, the turkey, this is going to maybe a controversial statement.
Okay,
I may be making a controversy. To me, the turkey is just the vehicle for all the rest of your sides.
Okay.
Right? It's just
it's like the nacho chip you dip in everything.
That's correct.
Okay.
I mean, it's there. It has to be there.
I love nachos.
That's my favorite just food.
Fact.
The turkey is really just, it has to be on the plate.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just having a plate full of sides. So for me, turkey's, you know, just, it's just like a...
But if you treat it like it's a tool
to... Yes, and then all of a sudden it becomes this other party in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? So it's an engine.
It's kind of a side that way.
That's right. Yeah. So it's a utilitarian vehicle to the rest of your...
It's the SUV of Thanksgiving.
Correct. To the rest of your sexy Ferrari side dishes.
Nice.
So for me, a good stuffing is high up there.
Okay.
Very high up there. Good stuffing. Take out the apples. I don't want to have anything to do with apples in my stuffing. I know that people put them in there. Another controversial statement I'm saying right here. I'm not an apple guy in my stuffing.
All right.
All right.
You want it to be savory.
I want it to be savory. I don't need a sweet stuffing. I want a savory stuffing.
Okay.
Okay. Second one for me is so this is a very, very unique dish to just to my mother, or for those of you listening from the Bavaria area.
Nice.
My mother's German. And so she makes these potato dumplings. They're called Klöße. That's what they're called in Nürnberg, where she's originally from.
Yeah.
And they're really just like, so it takes an odd bit of preparation. You got to go, you boil half the potatoes, then you shred them, and then you combine them with a shredded raw potato, and then you put it back in the boiling water, and it creates this delightful texture for a potato.
Okay.
Put some gravy on that.
Do you make it into balls or?
Yeah, it's like a giant, like
a giant ball.
My Oma, my grandma used to make them like softball size.
Nice.
Yeah. And like you would just be like, oh my God. You think to yourself when you're 12, you can eat like four of those and you get through one and you're like, I'm done. So that though is my favorite, but that's more like a regional targeted dish. So I would go stuffing.
Yeah.
For sure. I like to bring in a little bit of the sweet with the yam marshmallow situation.
Okay.
Fan of that.
Okay.
Fan of that. I'm not a cranberry guy, so you can get that out of there.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. I'm sorry, everybody.
You're missing out.
I know. Everybody says it.
I don't like the sweet cranberry stuff. Tart and like you get a little sweetness in there. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. But not too much.
This is a big question.
Don't dump 3 gallons of sugar on it.
Big question.
Yeah.
Are you a canned cranberry person or are you a real cranberry person? Because there are people who like the canned one where you slice it up more than they like the real stuff.
I can eat both and with no problem.
Okay.
But when it comes to actual, like, I'm making a dish with cranberries, I'm using cranberries, man. Okay. Like, we're going real here.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's mine. What about you?
So, also slightly regional. I think this is a Midwestern thing because my mom's from Illinois.
Yeah.
So am I. So...
I was also born there.
Hello. I was born and I exist.
It was very natural the way you said that.
So it's this thing that it's called scalloped corn.
Oh.
Okay. So essentially it's just creamed corn and then you add stuff to it. But crackers is a big deal.
Okay.
So like there's a very, very Midwestern thing. Add you know, some kind of carb to your dish, and then suddenly you've got a casserole.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just like saltine crackers and corn and some spices and you cream it up a little and you bake it and it's just the top gets all like crunchy and then it's soft and it's delicious.
God bless the heartland.
I know,
right?
Let me
tell you something. They always mix like 8 ingredients together and then like bake it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you got something delicious.
Exactly. And you're like, why? Why did you think to do that?
Yeah. One of my friends is from Iowa, and his mom used to make this, like, chili cheese, like something, crackers on top, put it in the oven. And you were like, oh, my God, why haven't I ever thought about combining 5 of these together?
Yeah. You wouldn't think.
Right?
Who thinks about that?
Damn it. They're really good at
that. They're really good at that.
Really good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going with a regional favorite. What about like a well-known favorite? What of the well-known dishes?
I would say, I mean, like I can dig some stuffing. I mean, I grew up on more than anything, the box stuffing, like the stovetop.
Yeah, stovetop.
Right?
Well, hey, look, don't hang on stovetop.
No, I don't.
Stovetop's great.
But like in the past couple of years, because it's like, hey, we're all adults. We should try to make something out of actual food.
Yeah.
And so I've attempted, you know, stuffings variations. Yeah. And then I did one that had apricots in it that my brother dug because it was all savory and it had some like dried apricots in
you.
It. I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of my brothers was like, yes, do that again. I don't remember what recipe it was.
Uh-huh.
So sorry.
Never happened.
Never going to have it again.
It was like Haley's Comet.
Exactly. There it goes. Say goodbye. But, I find that sweet potatoes, but not like the whole marshmallow business. Like if you do sweet potatoes,
just sweet
like,
potatoes.
Yeah, slice them up, fry them up kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You have a little butter, a little sweetness, and cinnamon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, wow. I'm ready for Thanksgiving now.
Yeah.
I want food.
Did we say potatoes enough?
I think potatoes. We did. Well, I mean, look. Potatoes are what they are.
I know.
They're like a beautiful food.
Well, and for anybody who's listened before, they know that we love potatoes.
We do love potatoes. Oh, we had a whole potato hour. And those were the best questions of the pod for 2018. As we wrap up the Daily Drip, I want to thank everybody who got these podcasts off the ground. I want to thank my amazing co-hosts, Heather Lucas, Jerrica Ferguson. I want to thank all the charities that came on, shared their story, talked about their very personal journeys and the work that they do in the community. And most of all, I want to thank all the volunteers and donors of the Combined Fund Drive. Without you, this program wouldn't be possible and things like this podcast just couldn't ever happen. So thank you to everyone and thank you to WSECU for sponsoring the podcast all year long. Have a great and happy holiday season, everybody, and a happy new year.